Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KYC News Minor Update. A Fairbanks man remains missing after going into the Chattanooga River in an all-terrain vehicle over the weekend. Alaska State Troopers report that 27-year-old Junior Leota went into the river and was swept downstream Friday at the Olness Pond State Campground off the Elliott Highway north of Fairbanks. They say a search effort involving local, state, and federal resources, including planes, a helicopter, a sonar-equipped boat, and search dog teams, continued through Monday. As of Monday night, about 100 volunteers, aided by Alaska Wildlife Trooper, State Parks, Fort Wainwright, and National Park Service personnel, had covered 8 miles of water and riverbank downstream from where Leota was last seen. Troopers say the official search was suspended Monday night. They say the effort will be reassessed and resumed when river conditions improve. Area rivers are running high due to snowmelt in the hills and rains last week. The moose hunting season will be 25% shorter this year in much of the road-accessible land closest to Fairbanks. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced an emergency order this month that will shorten the hunting season for Alaskans from 20 days to 15 days for parts of Game Management Unit 20B. The department reports it is shortening the season this year because the moose population in the area has a sex ratio of 17 bulls to 100 cows, which is well below the department's goal of 30 to 100. The hunting season was historically 15 days in that area, but was increased to 20 days in 2009 in an effort to decrease the moose population in the unit, which was then too large for what biologists believe the area can sustain. An 18-year-old Fairbanks man faces multiple charges on suspicion of raping an incapacitated person in April. Andrew Gaines turned himself in to authorities on Saturday and was arraigned on Sunday after a warrant was issued for his arrest last week. According to online court records, Gaines is charged with 3 counts of felony second-degree sexual assault, 1 count of felony third-degree sexual assault, and misdemeanor harassment in connection with an incident on April 7th. A grand jury indicted him on Thursday. The recent North Pole High School graduate is being held on $10,000 bail. Gaines was a standout running back and linebacker on the 2017-2018 North Pole High School Patriots football team. In February, he signed a national letter of intent to play Division II football at Eastern New Mexico University. Canadian mining company First Quantum Minerals has dropped out of the controversial Pebble Mine project in southwest Alaska. KDLG's Avery Lill reports.
Northern Dynasty Minerals, the sole owner of the Pebble Limited Partnership, announced in a press release that the two companies could not reach an agreement on First Quantum joining the partnership. Back in December, Northern Dynasty said that First Quantum was considering buying into Pebble at $150 million over 4 years. At the end of those 4 years, First Quantum had the option to become a 50% owner of the partnership. According to Pebble, the initial investment would help the permitting phase of the proposed gold, copper, and molybdenum mine in the Bristol Bay region. However, the companies delayed finalizing the agreement in April. Now, they've scrapped the agreement altogether. In response, Pebble CEO Tom Collier said in a statement Friday that the project will continue to press forward. He said, quote, "I believe we will secure the necessary funding to continue the permitting and review process for Pebble under the National Environmental Policy Act. This will result in an environmental impact statement for Pebble," unquote. Environmental groups and some lawmakers were pressuring First Quantum to back out of the deal. Now, opponents of the mine are celebrating. Alaska House Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham called the development significant.
I would foresee that it'd be some time before another major investor would come into the project.
Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation President Robin Samuelson thinks that First Quantum's decision throws the mine's future into doubt.
Bristol Bay has spoken, Alaska has spoken, the United States has spoken.
This development makes First Quantum the fourth major financing company to back away from the Pebble project. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Sam Friedman.